This week on Potlatch, the director of the Cook Inlet Native Association, Jean Marie Larson. Also, Pat Isaacson of Manly, Roxanne Frank of Minto, and Edith Tagosiak of Barrow. Jean Marie Larson recently took over as director of the Cook Inlet Native Association. Here's some of her background. She graduated from Lathrop High School in Fairbanks, spent a year at Colorado College, graduated from the University of Alaska at Fairbanks, and has worked in the boarding home program in Fairbanks. Also worked in the Nanilchik High School as a social studies teacher and librarian. She directed the Work Experience Program for the Fairbanks Native Association as well. The Work Experience Program enables Native people to become eligible for jobs. She's also worked as Associate Director and Director for the Alaska Students for Higher Education Services, otherwise known as ASHES. In that job, she coordinated the activity of counselors for Native students throughout the state, and she assumed responsibility for the Upward Bound and Student Special Services programs. These programs were contracted to the Alaska Methodist University and the University of Alaska at Fairbanks. She's also worked in the Alaska Rural Teacher Training Corps, designed to train Native teachers in the villages. She's worked for the Alaska State-Operated Schools for 2 years, and after that job, she earned a fellowship at Harvard University in Massachusetts. She earned a master's degree in education at Harvard and returned to Alaska to work for the Anchorage School District as a curriculum development specialist for the Title IV Indian Education Project. In that job, she worked to get materials for school district employees to work with Native students. Some of these culturally relevant materials the teachers were to devise, others they could obtain from the Alaska Native Education Board. In this job, she oriented teachers toward the cultural background of Alaska Natives in order to make Native and non-Native students alike aware of the rich cultural diversity of Alaska. Jean Marie Larson outlined for me the programs of the Cook Inlet Native Association.
CINA is one of the more established Native nonprofit organizations. And we have developed over the past few years programs in manpower, in family services, which would involve counseling and outreach to the community. We also have programs that are primarily designed for social activities to get people together in order to, that they can get to know one another and to have a good time. We have a rather large youth program which is funded under the Johnson O'Malley funds, and this consists of quite a few activities for students that are scheduled on a regular basis, recreational in nature, as well as a component which involves career guidance in order that students in high school can better understand what career opportunities might be available to them by such methods as visiting various businesses and organizations throughout the city and getting counseling from counselors on what kinds of options they have. Also, we have a tutoring program in which tutors visit the high schools and help individual students with their particular academic needs. We do have other programs. One is a BIA employment assistance program for people who wish to get trained in a certain area, as well as we have the state boarding home program and a program for preventing child abuse and neglect.
Jean Marie Larson told me that when an organization contracts with the Bureau of Indian Affairs for services, that organization can offer to take BIA employees under terms of the Self-Determination Act, but the organization does not have to hire BIA employees who wish to work for it. I asked her the advantages to Natives of having Native associations perform services instead of the BIA.
We have both a large social services program and, as I mentioned, the employment assistance program. We feel that the advantage, of course, is that the programs are supervised by Native people, and for this reason we feel that we may have perhaps a different emphasis on the way that services are provided and the types of services that are provided that differs from the Bureau of Indian Affairs emphasis. Our main concern is that the Native people do receive the most fair kind of services that can be delivered, and we feel that because we are a Native organization that we can be, or at least try to be, responsive to the needs of the people.
The Cook Inlet Native Association has already been contracting with the BIA under the Snyder Act. I asked her what the difference was in contracting with the BIA under the Snyder Act with contracting under the BIA under the Self-Determination Act.
There is a definite difference in philosophy in that a much greater emphasis is placed on those Native organizations that do want to contract. And essentially, if they do want to contract, then a contract has to be entered into by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This was not necessary or required in past years under the Snyder Act. We haven't had any problem in terms of getting the funding that we were promised. The provisions for the funding are laid out in the contract, and I would say the only problem, which has nothing really to do with our particular situation, is that virtually all the contracts have been negotiated on what we call a cost reimbursable basis. Therefore, you spend the money and you ask the government periodically to pay you back. And if you are a small fledgling organization, it's difficult to have the money in the first place to work with, if you see what I'm getting at. You ideally would have some system of advance payment before you would be taking on a program, because it's difficult to come up with, say, $10,000 or $15,000 and get along with money out of your own pocket until such time as you receive payment from a government agency. The Self-Determination Act itself has not had money attached to it per se. It does facilitate the transfer of monies from funding sources, government funding sources that are already existent, to Indian organizations or Native organizations, but there is very little money that will be available from any appropriations from that particular piece of legislation. There will be some that will assist organizations in setting up management capability, as I understand it. However, we can't expect millions of dollars to be coming from that PL 93638, the Indian Self-Determination Act, because it was not really designed as a money bill to provide any new services.
Magic never fled, though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked god did live. Though his words were twisted, the naked magic thrived. Though his death was published round and round the world, the heart did not believe. Many hurt men wondered, many struck, men bled. Magic never faltered, magic always led. Many stones were rolled, but God would not lie down. Many wild men lied, many fat men listened. Though they offered stones, magic still was fed. Though they locked their coffers, God was always served. Magic is afoot, God rules. Alive is afoot, alive is in command. Many weak men hungered, many strong men thrived. Though they boasted solitude, God was at their side. Nor the dreamer in his cell, nor the captain on the hill. Magic is alive, though his death was pardoned. Round and round the world, the heart would not believe. Though laws were carved in marble, they could not shelter men. Though altars built in parliaments, they could not order men. Police arrested magic, and magic went with them. For magic loves the hungry. But magic would not tarry. It moves from arm to arm. It would not stay with them. Magic is afoot. It cannot come to harm. It rests in an empty palm. It spawns in an empty mind. But magic is no instrument. Magic is the end. Many men drove magic, but magic stayed behind. Many strong men lied. They only passed through magic and out the other side. Many weak men lied. They came to God in secret, and though they left him nourished, they would not tell who healed. Though mountains danced before them, they said that God was dead. Though his shrouds were hoisted, the naked God did live. This I mean to whisper to my mind. This I mean to laugh with in my mind. This I mean my mind to serve till service is but magic moving through the world. And mind itself is magic coursing through the flesh. And flesh itself is magic dancing on a clock. And time itself, the magic length of God. Magic is God's life.
The Magic of Buffy St. Marie. The selection, God is Alive, Magic is Afoot, with some very interesting sound effects. We didn't provide that. That was on the record. Here now is Senator Ted Stevens with a message about Indian housing for Alaska.
So 65 of these units will be constructed in Sitka and Metlakatla, and by the end of March, HUD hopes to have 465, including those 65, under the annual contributions contract. The remaining 400 sites, these are 400 homes, will be located in rural communities, which include Barrow, Dillingham, Nome, McGrath, the Kiana, and Sand Point. And I'm very pleased that our new Secretary of HUD, Secretary Carla Hills, is making Alaska housing one of her top priorities.
Alaska Senator Ted Stevens. Next, a report from the Bureau of Indian Affairs Broadcasting Service.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs is now serving under its 41st Secretary of Interior. The appointment of Thomas Kleppe to the President's Cabinet has not sparked much comment from Indian country. Many are still waiting to evaluate Kleppe's stand on Indian affairs. Tribal leaders have a special interest in the Interior Cabinet post because the Secretary is charged with preserving the nation's natural resources while allowing them to be developed to meet national energy needs. The BIA, at the same time, is charged with protecting tribal resources. Commissioner of Indian Affairs, Morris Thompson, has this observation of the new Secretary.
I think that Thomas Kleppe, as Secretary of Interior, It's going to mean many things to the Department of Interior and to the American Indian. One, I think, with his background as a good administrator, his congressional ties, his coming from a state that has Indian people in it, all bode very well for our Bureau and the Indian community. I look forward to working with Secretary Kleppe. He seems to be a very open, honest, straightforward guy.
During the Senate confirmation hearings in September, several Indian leaders testified both for and against Kleppe. Rose Crow Flies High, chairwoman of the Fort Berthold Reservation in North Dakota, was enthusiastic in her support of Thomas Kleppe. She says, as administrator of the Small Business Administration, he assisted the three affiliated tribes in securing a business loan. A councilman from the Northern Cheyenne tribe, Raymond Spang, testified against Kleppe, saying he didn't have enough experience for the Interior Cabinet position. At those same hearings, Kleppe told the Committee on Interior and Insular Affairs that it was his intention to convince all citizens that during his service, the value and beauty of the nation's natural resources would become greater and the lot of the Native American would improve. Another development in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement, a 13th region has been formed to benefit Alaska Natives who no longer live in the state itself. Those who now live somewhere in the lower 48 may transfer their enrollment to the 13th region if they wish, and still share in the $1 billion cash settlement provided for in the Alaska Native Claims Act. They will not share, however, in the land selection of some 40 million acres awarded to Alaska Natives under provisions of the Act.
Unalu umioknaji programmerlpji bigaji. Janik nijugufji igaranarachputwani. KUAC, University of Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska.
Next, a highlight of the Fairbanks Native Association potlatch, the selection of a contestant to represent the association in the World Indian Eskimo Olympics next July. Roxanne Frank of Minto won the crown and a special award from Pat Isaacson of Manly.
Roxanne, on behalf of the people of Manly Hot Springs, I'd like to present you with this necklace. It has Dutch glass, Indian red hearts, old trade beads, and cowries. And this is because you're a winner. Okay.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, a special treat for our listeners who speak Inupiaq, Edith Tagosiak of Barrow.
First, I want to thank the people who prepare this place and who ever come to see. My grandma, while she's living, inyungan. Apa butay ko ang niyaklutik inyong negatibo? Maning niya kinyak ko wislut. Nilutit iba ng sungay niyaklut apa wam inyong negay. Kito nani munagin negay ilani sirle kabuloni. Tama. Sila siuti ito aluklu ublo yalo kayo kayo kiumi ublo yalo akman ni kacayu ito takayo kaluami nunak kaluami ang urakram ni gibakle asuro ilan ni tumingit pakin namigit ni ruti tumurakaklu ang inya kaluam ilan ni nagsak takayo lugit kubaya siut takayo lugo nagsaktaan nili ang anguran ni agisim mango akawab li sa bariga inanut kakawilamit pilay katami kisiyat siniktual lablo ni tamat kualo kito nati kao nagibluwit unangwik siyat laktilu aparwak ang niyat kinyak sa minyo ulot kikpan sirli kiblutik taip ko asibulibod inyukuksay nga marut. Asisuli wa march di kinyaptigo apagali kinyakturaga umialiok sa kayuktuak akabang niyakotik samik. Munakilat sila takayumi akabak sa kaninga munakilat unnuami. Inna akabak sa kanik tirmat ulok takayumi tasa manalunay iplu. Atak to wisaw ni rad akabang niyak taktutik. Akabirag lahat kuliyak to aguruk. Kubaya suklo ni mayok sa kunig lugo nunang kangan nun. Itkanayak luni. Tukuk sa maak luni iliapang ni kaw na krisul haak to amig aknamit. Taburan niya si nagsaktagub luni. Agali kuliyak to ako tiurak mga puwigong itkigatam na. Ukawisi umarut, akawruat, apawruat. Ketunatik innan utakaungakamik umialiksuat akabang neanikamik. Ukaksiri aluit, initik sa lumapka aluit, inyuni akubluit. Nalikang nibligo, nirut angiruak, namalaruak. Nunam inyupayawrang inyun, akiyako kalimak tuano. Uba suwalanik, alanik. Kuliyak tuwa kramning na luwa-luwak tunga. Kawri rakamali aga siliyum apa aga ngata. Ukaw tiniranga inna. Anakaruami guk nulaw tiyanik pata. Nipala niyang itunga iglumi. At imaguk nunak maluk kasuti niyak tuk. Tay mangaguk ilisaw si agigat nunang malukasutin ni anibluwik munak siluksaw niblutik
Edith Tagosiak of Barrow at the Native Arts Festival held in Fairbanks in March. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thank you for listening to Potlatch. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.